It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Border Crossings, your request program for the next hour. I'm Larry London, and I will be keeping you company. We'll be talking to Elizabeth Lee live from Austin, Texas, and the South by Southwest Music Festival in just a matter of minutes. We've also got Ray McDonald coming in later on this hour with the chart chat for this week. And I suspect the music from Black Panther will be moving up the charts as the movie continues to reign at the box office. And he'll have some other music to talk about as well that is also making waves on the charts. We're going to start off today's program with a request that comes from South Africa. Our friends in Cape Town are listening to Border Crossings. And Daka Tadini requested this song. Daka, thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. And here's your Bruno Mars request on The Voice of America.
Tonight.
He's 24 Karat Magic, and the magician is Bruno Mars, who on Twitter was accused of cultural appropriation by a lot of people who are criticizing him and saying his music is too urban, too one-sided. Well, Charlie Wilson, who's been on this show before, He jumped right in on Twitter and praised Bruno Mars as a genuine talent, pure and simple, and went on to explain that the Grammy-winning singer is doing much more than profiting from black culture. And his sound is new jack, it's R&B, it's pop, it's funk, it's a lot of things. And Charlie wrote, Bruno's songs on his new album are original and no different than any other artist pulling inspiration from genres before him. So there you go. Bruno Mars for Daka Tadini, who is in Cape Town, South Africa. I've been to Cape Town. I actually had a chance to ride the Blue Train through South Africa. And I remember when segregation was going on and you know, white people on one side of the street, black people on the other side of the street. I was actually there when that was going on. And thankfully, that's all, you know, gone now. That's not an issue anymore. I remember seeing Tabletop Mountain. Absolutely gorgeous. A flat mountain. The clouds just kind of hover over the top of the mountain. And it looks like a table cover. So that's why they call it Tabletop Mountain. Beautiful. Nice people, too. Thank you very much for listening in Cape Town and throughout South Africa and around the world, for that matter. Border Crossings is your request stop for your favorite music. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Elizabeth Lee. She'll be calling us up from Austin and filing her report about the South by Southwest Music Festival. I want to say hello to Cletus Clarks and Gino Gaetano, who's in Kuwait. Karuna Kantapal in India. J.C. Saul is with us. Grain Kade, whose real name is Gisubizo Grain, and said, I listen in Rwanda, and this is my first time writing. Samra Nashif is with us. Joshua Boy Addo is tuned in. James McLaren is listening to the show. Thank you all for going to our Facebook page. Narma Ama Evi is with us. Seth Hakizimana, Ernest Pepper, Jaro Ali Nene, Bartle Bart Horvat, who is in Zagreb, Kamo Ibrahim Sheriff. Thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here is a request for Kerala State, India, and Namaste to Mohammed Shamim and all of our friends throughout India tuned in today. This is one of the oldie but goodies from John Denver on Border Crossings. Take me home, country roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place.
they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in.
Right here on Border Crossings. That's where you find love. That's where you find Ed Sheeran. A big winner at the iHeartRadio Music Award show on Sunday night. Got the Artist of the Year and Song of the Year for the song Shape of You. And before that, it was Thinking Out Loud that put Ed Sheeran on the map. That's a request from Noor in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. I heard from Narna, who checked in. Charity said she's listening in Ghana to 98.1. Elisa is in Western Australia. Say good day, mate. And hello to all of our Australian friends who might be chewing on some Vegemite right now. So, Lisa, thank you for listening. Henry and Berna in Kuwait, and Kwajo Kwarteng also said hello to us. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And live right now on the phone from Austin, Texas, right in the middle of the South by Southwest Festival, Elizabeth Lee is with us. Hello and good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Hello and good morning from Austin, Texas. Yes, the South by Southwest Music Festival is underway. And I think the biggest name here, and everyone's talking about him, is country music superstar Keith Urban. He is probably the biggest name that will be performing this week. And for those who know and don't know, over the course of his career, he has earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 Country Music Association Awards, and the list goes on and on. So he will be here. And another big name is Elle King. I think the biggest hit for her is X's and O's. She's an American singer, songwriter, and actress, and received 2 Grammy nominations for her X's and O's song. But South by Southwest is really a place to discover up-and-comers, indie bands, and there will be bands and musicians here from around the world. And just to give you an idea, a flavor of who's coming and the scope of this, we have a musician from Chengdu, China, Higher Brothers group, and an Indonesian rapper, Rich Chiga, will also be here. And performing tonight is a master of Indian and Pakistani classical music, Ustad Nazimi. He'll be performing Sufi music for Western audiences, so that would be very interesting to see as well. And again, that's just to give you a taste of the lineup and the global nature of this music festival.
Now, Keith Urban, you mentioned he's kind of the headliner there, one of the bigger names, and he has been on Border Crossings before. He's married to actress Nicole Kidman, and they are from Australia. He is a very talented guy, singer-songwriter, and I love his music, and I'm sure that it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody who gets lucky enough to get in. Is this something that you buy a ticket to? Are these performers just at clubs up and down the streets? How does the South by Southwest Festival work? How do people get in?
Yeah. Most of these performers are performing at clubs and restaurants around downtown. And Austin, Texas is known as the live music capital of the world. So there are countless venues where live music can take place. And as long as you attendees purchase this music festival badge, and with a badge, you can get into any music festival, including the Keith Urban performance, from the big names to the up-and-comers. Anyone with a badge can see these performances.
Now, I do have a question kind of news-related. The news was focused the last couple of days on Austin, Texas, where you are, because of some bombs, which caused a loss of life. 2 people died. Some people were injured. There were bombs blowing up in the last few days. So how has that impacted the South by Southwest Festival? What's going on there with relations to that?
Yeah, it's interesting because we were supposed to interview the Austin police yesterday on a kind of just a story about security and how you handle security in a big event such as South by Southwest. And the police officers had to cancel our interview because of this package bomb incidents that have been happening, and it's been happening throughout the course of 11 days, and they don't know if it's connected, but the 2 victims so far seem to know each other. So the police are definitely investigating that, and it is kind of the talk of South by Southwest. We talked to a few attendees of the festival. They're well aware that this is going on, but they're also relieved that it's not something that's happening, you know, related to the festival, that it's something that's happening in the, you know, outside of the festival itself. It seems to be an Austin issue and not a festival issue. And we asked a few attendees whether security is a concern, whether this incident unnerved them. And for the most part, they said no. I mean, the fact that we're here, we're more aware that crazy things like this do happen. And it's, you know, especially in light of what's been happening in the news in the last year. But they say it's just a matter of being vigilant. When they're at a concert, they're more aware of maybe backpacks left on the floor or in a corner. and that they will definitely speak out if they see something unusual, but it's not going to keep them from enjoying this festival.
And the festival goes on for the rest of the week?
That's right. So there'll be many, many more days when there'll be concerts and performers to showcase their art.
Mm. And you also have taken in some other things beyond just the music. And I know I was particularly interested to read this morning in the Post in the newspaper about this 3D printer that can make a house for $10,000. They're going to try and get that price down to $4,000. But this 3D printer can make a house for $10,000.
Yeah, and this was announced here at South by Southwest, and it's a partnership between an Austin-based company called Icon and a nonprofit called News Story. And the nonprofit's goal is to create more housing, especially in developing countries. And their goal is to make a house that's anywhere from 600 to 800 square feet, and in under 24 hours for less than $4,000.
Wow.
And they say they can build this home under unpredictable conditions, such as limited power and water, even if there's a limited labor infrastructure, that they can somehow build this house that is safe and up to standards. And so that will help in many countries that are tackling housing shortages. So, in fact, I'm going to be talking to a representative from this nonprofit to talk more about this 3D printed house. And so stay tuned.
That's exciting stuff. I'll tell you what, that affects not only people around the world, here in the U.S., anywhere. People want a house, and, you know, young people these days are struggling to afford a house because jobs are fewer when you get out of college. So if you can make a house with a 3D printer, that's just kind of technology at its finest. But
yes, that will revolutionize the housing industry. And yes, in the U.S., as you mentioned, there's a huge homeless population.
Yes.
So people may not think about that in the U.S., but even in a first world country, their homelessness is still a major problem.
Wow. Well, thank you, Elizabeth Lee, for the report. And are you still there tomorrow? Are we going to hear from you again this week, or?
I am returning to L.A. tomorrow, but the music festival continues.
All right. Well, thank you so much for filing the reports and letting us know what's been going on. And I envy you. You're in the midst of one of music's biggest name festivals, the South by Southwest Festival. So thank you for calling in and keeping us up to date.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. That's Elizabeth Lee here on Border Crossings. As we continue with requests and dedications, this one is for Crispin Muzo in Tanzania, listening to Border Crossings, and Sugar Ray with Every Morning. And I like a little sugar in my morning, too. This is Border Crossings.
can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word.
Every morning. Every morning when I'm
shut the door, baby. Shut the door, baby.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray, and you've got it tuned, you've got it dialed in to Border Crossing. So you know what to do? Turn it up.
woman. No cry. Elijah in Ghana called us up and requested that song. You can call, too. It's 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Like Seth in Bujumbura. Seth checked in just a little bit ago to say hi. I heard from Kamo in Sierra Leone and in Freetown. Kamo and his buddies are all tuned in to 102.4 FM. And Jake Bruce Mathers is with us. Kaveh Mad, Shivendu Paul, Shahinur Alam, and Ephraim, who's in Ethiopia on Shegar FM 102.1. So hello to everybody, and welcome to our family. This is Border Crossings. And Ray McDonald will be here in just a short while with our chart chat this week. Before we get to Ray, I've got a request for Michael Jackson fans. And this one comes from Caroline Atieno in Nairobi, Kenya. And she said, I've been listening for your songs and your requests and love your show, and I'm a fan. And I want to hear Michael Jackson with a song called For All Time. So please play it for us here in Kenya. And thank you. And well, thank you back, Caroline. Here's your request on Border Crossings.
Sun comes up on this new morning, shifting shadows, a songbird sings. And if these words could keep you happy, I'd do anything. Feel alone, I'll be your shoulder with the tender touch you know so well. Somebody once said it's the soul that matters, but baby, who can really tell when two hearts belong so well? And maybe the walls will tumble and the sun may refuse to shine. When I say I love you, baby, you gotta know that's for all time. Baby, you gotta know that's for all time. Moon shines down on this good evening, one warm kiss in the cold night air. And for this good love I'm receiving, I'd go anywhere just as long as you were there. And maybe the walls will tumble and the sun may refuse to shine. Oh, young lovers say.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1. What I shouldn't do, I will. They say I'm emotional. What I wanna save, I'll kill. Is that who I truly am? I truly don't have a chance. Tomorrow I'll keep a beat and repeat yesterday's dance. Yo, this song will never be on the radio. Even if I click with a pick and the people with a vote, it's a few the proud and the emotional. Yo, you, bulletproof and black like a funeral. The world around us is burning but we're so cold. It's a few the proud and the emotional. I'm feeling local, I've been around. What I shouldn't do, I will fight. I know I'm emotional. What I wanna save, I will try. I know who I truly am. I truly do have a chance. Tomorrow I'll switch the beat to avoid yesterday's dance.
Yo, this song will never be on the radio. Even if my clique with a pick and the people with a vote, it's a few the proud and the emotional. Yo, you, bulletproof and black like a funeral. The world around us is burning, but we're so cold. It's a few the proud and the emotional.
I'm fairly local. I've been around. I've seen the streets you're walking down. I'm fairly local. Good people now. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Crossings, and they are 21 Pilots, and that song is called Fairly Local. On Border Crossings, a request from Remy L., who calls himself Blurry Face, just like the album of 21 Pilots, Remy L. Krigowski, who's listening. And thank you, Remy L., for making that request. Ray and I were talking. We hadn't heard that song from 21 Pilots before. Fairly Local. He said, I'm a big fan. This is Border Crossings. Ray McDonald's in, and it's Chart Chat for our Tuesday program.
Well, I don't have any 21 Pilots for you, but I do have a couple hip-hop artists, one of whom is really hot right now. He's just cranking out hit after hit. The other one is new on the scene, and this is his breakout song. We're going to start with Post Malone, who has had three top 10 hits so far in his short career, and this one is really starting out hot. It's called Psycho. It features Ty Dolla $ign. It opens, it's the Hotshot debut this week, at number 2. And this is not the first time that Post Malone has opened in the runner-up slot, and we'll crunch some more numbers after Psycho.
Damn, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh, you stuck in the friend zone. I time like 4, 5, or 5. Ayy, 100 bins inside my short Chino. Ayy, try to stuff it all in, but it don't even fit. Ayy, know that I've been with ever since the jit. Ayy, I made my first million, I'm like, this is it. Ayy, 34 walk through, man, we had
split. Ayy, had so many bottles, gave ugly girl a sip. Out the window of the Benz, so we get sent in the rent. And I'm like, whoa, man, my neck so damn cold. Diamonds when my teeth are sore. I got homies, let it go. My money, they will never fall. She said, kid, I have some to hold. And I can never tell you no. Damn, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the bozos. I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh,
they be going psycho. My rolling going crazy, hitting little mama. She wanna have my babies. 50 on the banky, chain so stanky. You should see the whip. Promise I could take your dollar riding in the old school Chevy. It's a drop top, booming with a thot thot. She gon' give me top top, just one switch. I can make the drop.
Hey.
Take you to the smoke shop. We gon' get high. We gon' hit Rodeo. Dollar Valentino. We gon' hit Pico. Take you where I'm from. Take you to the slums. This ain't happen overnight. Now these diamonds real bright. Santa Jean. Still in my pants though. All VVS's. Put you in a necklace. Girl, you look beautiful tonight. Stars on the roof, they matching with the drugs.
Damn, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the bozos. I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling.
Post Malone right there, Psycho, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. And that one's off to a great start. It's the Hotshot debut at number 2 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 chart. This is Post's second single to open in the runner-up slot. The guy has a high batting average. Rockstar also opened at number 2. And of course, that one went on to top the chart. This is Post's third top 10 single after Rockstar and Congratulations. It's the second time Ty Dolla $ign has hit the top 10. A couple of years ago, he hit fourth place as the featured artist on Fifth Harmony's song Work From Home. Psycho also debuts at number 1 on Billboard's on-demand streaming songs chart, so people really dig this song. And as far as Rockstar goes, Post Malone and 21 Savage are going to go on tour together. You know, Bruno Mars and Cardi B had that big hit with Finesse. They'll be touring together. Well, the same is true of Post and 21 Savage. They'll be on tour together starting April 26th in Portland, Oregon. So Post Malone, his career is cruising along nicely. We still don't know when he's going to drop his second album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys. He says he wants to get it right. He wants to have a perfect album. There's no release date yet. But like so many artists, the album isn't that important right now because he has the singles, he has the live shows, so he's doing fine.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm sure his fans want the album or at least an EP at the very least. Mm-hmm. But we'll see, you know, when he decides.
New on the scene is a rapper named 6ix9ine who is... Well, he's controversial, and of course, there are a lot of controversial rappers out there. This guy is making a name for himself. It's not necessarily a positive name, but he's sure getting a lot of ink written about him. The song is called Gummo. It's actually on the rebound. It moves from 25 to 16 on the latest charts, and we'll take a closer look after 6ix9ine after Gummo.
Looking empty, blicky got the stiffy, got blicky, drumming up stiffy,
like a welly mugging. mugging. You a silly mugging in the hood with them belly zugging and them hooven zugging. You run up and they shooting zugging. We ain't hooping again. No KB, you a losing again. Up that Uzi nugget on the stoop. Crails in my drawers. Your girl on my floor. She wanna fuck but keep her clothes on. I only want the joke. Man, that's really all I use her for. To kick her out the door. I don't want her. You could keep the. She feeding for some more.
Six Nine, Gummo, moving from 25th to 16th place on the latest Hot 100. 6ix9ine, his name is Daniel Hernandez. He's from Bushwick, the Bushwick section of New York City. He's also known as Tekashi 6ix9ine, or just Tekashi. His mother was Mexican, his father's Puerto Rican. He was kicked out of school in 8th grade. He's never been back. When he was 13, his father was murdered. He started selling drugs to support his mother. Gummo is his debut single. This came out last November. Now, it peaked in 12th place on the Hot 100, and then it started dropping. This week, it's back up to 16th place. It has gone gold. It's moved 500,000 downloads. The official remix of this song features an appearance by Offset from Migos. Of course, that's going to help any song's sales. It's included on 6ix9ine's debut mixtape. It's called Day 69. Now, this week, Day 69 opens in fourth place on the Billboard album charts. 6ix9ine has acquired kind of a controversial reputation. In 2015, he made a plea deal. He pleaded guilty to sexual misconduct with a child, which there was a 13-year-old girl who appeared in one of his videos in 2015. He claimed that he thought she was of legal age. Turns out she definitely wasn't. He has not achieved a GED, that's a high school equivalency diploma, which was a condition of his parole. He's due back in court on April 10th. He will either be put on probation or put behind bars. So, I mean, his future is, I guess you could say, hanging in the balance right now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because I was looking at, reading about him a little bit. He was with a group called Scum Gang.
Yep.
That was his group. And I thought, 6ix9ine, what's the connection? Is he a tall dude? And then, no, he's only 5'7", so he's not 6'9".
He has a rainbow-colored grill, and he has 6ix9ine tattooed all over his face, all over his body. You can definitely see the guy coming.
Oh, yeah.
He's got rainbow-colored hair. So,
not a great choice for a prom date for anyone's daughter, that's for sure. But
the kind you don't bring home to mother.
That's it, exactly.
In the words of Rick James.
He's a bad boy for sure. All right, well, thank you, Ray.
That's what I got for you today, Larry.
I appreciate it. Chart Chat is heard here on Border Crossings, exclusively on Border Crossings every Tuesday. Although Ray also hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown on Thursdays on the VOA1 Music Network and worldwide on the podcast. And Ray on the Hits, I believe it is.
Ray on the Hits on Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald. I'm Larry London. I want to thank Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and thank you for tuning in for Border Crossings. We shall return tomorrow at 1500 Universal with another hour of requests and dedications. It's all happening right here. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.